All right, dude, you ready to do some rapid fire sermon illustrations?
I think so, but if I'm completely honest, like now I'm nervous. It's like it's my idea. And now
it
I'm like, oh.
is.
Think I'm about as ready as I'm going to be.
Welcome. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. This is the show where brothers-in-law DJ Culp and Brad Coleman talk about stuff from our perspective as men. It's a show for anyone who wants to hear how Christians interact with the world. And don't worry, we're real. We've grown up in church, and we want to share our experiences with you. We'll talk life stuff, church stuff, man stuff, and stuff. Here we go.
Greetings, listeners here and there and everywhere, all across the land. This is the Men Church Stuff Podcast. I am one of your hosts, DJ Culp, as always, here with my beloved brother-in-law, Brad Coleman. Brad, what's up, man?
I am calming my nerves. You're ready for today's podcast.
Brad, you look really good today. Do you know
No
it?
pressure. Oh, well, thanks.
Very sharp.
I hear that once in a while.
Every now and then.
Yeah, not a lot, but
So,
occasionally.
listeners, if you are curious, webcams, when you buy them and you don't use the one that are in, the ones that are integrated, they're really good. They work really well. I don't fall into a lie of it's just another product that they want me to buy. It's not worth it. Yeah, it really is. Today, listeners, we are actually going to do something that Brad has requested, and this is going to be a lot of fun. Brad had the idea to do rapid fire sermon illustrations. Just a bit of a background here, and I think I've said this probably, Brad, on the show before, but my dad, Brad, and me, gosh, dude, for how long have we been doing this? A couple years? The meme thing, the meme sharing.
Oh yeah, I was like, you're gonna be more specific,
Sorry,
and I was like, fishing. Yeah, we've had a just a group, just with the three of us, text group for a while now. So.
Yeah, and what we'll do is anytime that we see something that we consider hysterical, we send it to everybody else. Sometimes I don't know about you, Brad. I'm gonna, but like full disclosure, sometimes I send it hoping that you guys find it funny because
Yeah.
like. It's almost like a comedian testing a joke out to an audience and be like, yeah, that one was crap. That wasn't funny. And just and so I'll send some every now and then thinking, I wonder if this is as in fact as funny as I thought it was. So the last several years, Dad, Brad, and I have done meme sharing. And Brad came up with the idea not too long ago about doing a podcast where unbeknownst to him, of the memes that I share, he's got to come up with a sermon illustration based on that meme. I love this idea, Brad. Like this is, I'm really excited about this. You know me.
I am. That's why I'm nervous.
I've got everything set up. So listeners, just to let you know, I picked out 25 memes. And if you're thinking, dang, DJ, that's a lot. Don't worry. I've got a random number generator to where it's going to generate eight list items with no repeats. And so, Brad, I haven't gone through and I haven't like,
So you don't know what they're going to be
I
out
don't
of
know
this
which
group
ones he got.
either.
Yeah.
Right.
I will say this, we're going to start with a softball here in just a second. But as a just as kind of like a as a as a prelude to all of this, Brad, on your end of things, how do you see whether it's for comical value or like real life application, how do you like where do you see the values of sermon illustrations? Like where do they fit as a pastor for you?
One of the reasons I love sermon illustrations is because oftentimes the illustration may take something, an idea in the scripture, a teaching or something, and it will make it more concrete, I think, for people. Help people understand. Or maybe they've been looking at it here, and then when you relate it to this other thing, they go, oh, that makes sense. So for me, it's very important from an educational standpoint, from an ability for people to understand. And one of the big things I think that's important about preaching and teaching is that people understand, that they're going to be able to understand the message.
Right.
And that it's clear. I think a lot of problems within the church and within Christianity come when we misunderstand God's word. So I think, and again, I love the parables where Jesus is using the parables and hey, it's like this. It's like the sower who's sowing seeds. Hey, it's like a man who bought a field and this kind of stuff. So it's helping, others to one, to connect and understand. And the other thing is, I think it helps them to remember. If they can link it to the stories. Because sometimes my hope is that, as they're going down the road or as they're in Walmart or something, that God uses that to like they see something in Walmart and it just sparks that. And then they go to that scripture, they go to that biblical truth. So
Right.
I think that's where their place is. It's to help, I want to say emphasize, but just kind of help people to better understand what this scripture is talking about or whatever. Now, full disclosure, there may be some times here in this episode here where I'm stretching things a little bit more than I would on a Sunday morning.
Just to get a win in, right?
Just
Just be able to
to
say,
yeah, just to try to do that. So
see, I can do it. I can do
yeah, so don't hold all of these,
Right.
to that. We're doing this more for fun. But again, I think sermon illustrations are very helpful.
do you see sermon illustrations as our modern day parallel to a parable?
On some level, I would say, yeah. On
Okay.
some level, you have to realize that a lot of the parables Jesus is using are growing wheat and the farmer. It was a very, what is the word, agrarian culture. They raised livestock. They raised their food. Something that most of us don't do that, right?
Right.
I don't have cows and goats. I don't, I've seen gardens. My granny raised gardens. I don't raise wheat or corn or anything like that. So I think used pictures of the day that the average person would understand. So I think absolutely on some level, but the illustrations that I give aren't scripture,
Right.
whereas Jesus's are. God's really good at just the nth degree of the illustration. There are times when like the deeper you look and think about what you said in parable, like the more meaning you can draw out of it. Whereas mine's probably all short.
Right. Sure.
It's not going to go nearly as deep. So
Right.
when I say it's like this thing, it's to help you remember it and to think about it. When
Right.
Jesus says it's like this thing, it's probably a little deeper than that.
So you're saying
So,
Jesus wins, is right.
I mean, God is definitely a lot better at giving illustrations
Right.
and attention getters. I love, he uses the burning bush, and there's so much there. But like, what's the first thing was to get Moses's attention,
Right.
and it's so much more than that. But I'm like, wow, God really knows how to get somebody's
Somebody's
attention.
attention. Sure. Yeah. All right. So here's what we're gonna do, listeners. If you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on the podcast, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to describe what I'm seeing. But as promised, Brad and I, we're gonna here soon start up a YouTube channel. And so I'm actually gonna pull these up on a screen share, Brad, so that you can see kind of the full thing.
Right.
So again, like I said, I'm gonna start with a softball. All right. We're not gonna do the random number generator yet. But here is our first one. Let me get to screen share here. All right, so here we go. Brad, do you see that?
Yeah, just speed up a bit.
Yep. All
You
right.
got
So,
this.
so,
I mean, it is softball, isn't it? Philippians 4:13 is
yeah.
right there.
All right. So, what Brad is looking at, actually, what Brad, why don't you do this? Why don't you
Yeah.
tell the listeners what you're seeing?
Okay, just a road sign, just speed up a bit. Under that, another little sign, you got this. And under that, Philippians 4:13. So, I mean, that's almost cheating.
Yeah, but what else?
If I
But like,
use Philippians 4:13, yeah, there's a major hole. Actually, I didn't even see that until you just said that. There's a major hole in the road up ahead. I guess you got to gun it.
there's a pothole that's so large you can't drive across
I think the road is gone.
it.
I think I would go. I'd probably go with this and kind of turn the curve of. Test the spirits to make sure it's from the Lord. Be like the Bereans and go and check the scripture with all speed. Make sure that is what God's saying. Because when the sign is saying to gun it and the road is not there, sometimes Satan uses scripture, misuses scripture. Yeah,
That's
just gun it, just like Philippians 4:13 says, because,
I can do all things through Christ
I was
who
gonna say
strengthens me.
I was gonna say is
Oh.
it bonus points for that know that and DJ probably knows this. We've probably talked about this on the show. That's one of my kind of like, yeah, okay, you can't just throw Philippians 4:13 on whatever. Like I'm gonna be able to bench press 1,000 pounds because I can do all things through Christ who
That's
strengthens me.
exactly
That's not really the context of that verse. So
right.
I'm going to try to stay in context, but I
Right.
will, in fairness, let you know if I feel like I'm going out of context just to try
That's
to win.
awesome. That's awesome. All right. Let me come back. Stop share. All right, Brad. That was your softball.
Yeah.
It is go time. All right, our first one is number 19. This is a good one. All right, here we go. I gotta get back here. We're gonna screen share. There we go. Right, can you see it?
Yeah, now I can. Yep.
Okay.
All right. In a span of 17 years, 114 people died in weightlifting accidents while at the gym. The same 17-year time frame, only one man died while eating a donut. Life is about the choices you make. Educate yourself. I think Paul said bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness profits to all things. Now, I will say this, that he doesn't say that bodily exercise is not profitable.
Right. That's right.
But you probably pull something out of Proverbs about the fool and wisdom and and don't weightlift by yourself.
Don't wait, live by yourself. Have a spotter.
And hey, and somebody did choke to death on the donut, so or at
That's
least died while eating a donut. I mean, he had a hard time. I mean, was he driving down the road? It doesn't even tell us that.
Yeah,
It may not have been the donut. Like,
I
he was eating a donut and he got sideswiped by a train. I mean, that's not really the donut's fault.
Well, we could, if you want to get supremely controversial here, Brad. I had cancer. I was in stage four and had been there for 7 months, but I got COVID on the last day of my life. It was cancer that killed me.
Was the donut. It was the donut.
Yeah, it wasn't
Probably
the train.
blame the donut. Everybody always
right.
blames the donut.
That's everybody always blames the donut. Oh, I'm so glad. Yay. All right, Brad. Number nine. Here we go.
If you can't think of a word, say, I forget the English word for it. That way people will think you're bilingual instead of an idiot. So there's a proverb that says, even a fool, if he keeps his mouth shut, some people will esteem him as wise. It's a biblical proverb. So I probably, like, maybe in a stretch, go there. I forget the English word for it.
I can't remember the English word.
I mean, the Bible was written in Greek and Hebrew, your Aramaic. What was that English word for it? I
Yeah,
mean,
so
I could also maybe use this as an illustration of going with, thou shalt not
that thou shalt not,
deceive,
what's
deceive thy
the
neighbor, What's that three-letter English word? I forget the English word for it. Lie. Oh yeah, that's. Again, someone who I'm personally who loves, those technicalities sometimes. So, did you forget the English word for it?
Did you
Maybe
really?
phrase it more like, what's the English word for that again? See, there's
Yeah.
plausible. That's more plausible. I didn't actually say I forgot it. I just
That's
want to encourage you to lie.
right. All right, number 16.
All I see right now is DJ. Oh.
Yep, here we go.
People in the Bible struggled with the same challenges we face today. And it's a picture of, I guess, Samson fighting a lion. Here we see Samson trying to give his cat a pill. And I would use this as an illustration for making sure that we're reading the Bible in context. Context is important. We can make the Bible say whatever we want. So we got to be careful of that. And I'm always leery of saying this, but because I'm like, it's going to go out on soundbite and it's going to bite me one day. But the truth will set you free. The Bible says there is no God, out of context. Now, in context, it says the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Right.
But so, yeah, I can take that out of context. So, I don't think it worked so well for that lion.
No, it did not. I've put that one on my door before. I love that one. It's so good. Right. What was that? 16. All right, number 10. Where are we? There we are. Oh, yes. This one was on my door last semester.
DJ loves all of these, by the way. He picked
I
them out.
love these things.
If you can't look back at your younger self and realize that you were an idiot, you are probably still an idiot. We could go a lot of places with that. I mean, like,
Come on, Brad. Sermon illustration
I mean,
time,
like the
baby.
easy, the easy, the easy one would be like Proverbs, because there's like the fool and his folly and stuff.
Yeah, right.
I'd probably go with Paul. Paul is kind of looking back and he's going, God gave me grace, even though I was persecuting the church and all this, but I did it in the ignorance of unbelief. So he didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah. In a sense, I think that's what he's saying, like that old Paul was stupid. Everybody thought he was great, like he had all these, because again, you go in this. Paul starts like, I'm in the tribe of Benjamin, a Pharisee, was basically saying, like, from the outside, I look like an awesome example of what a Jewish man should be. And just like a super, super Jew almost. But he said, but I count all that as scuvula or rubbish or refuse
Yeah.
or poop,
Yeah.
compared to
Excrement.
knowing Christ. So I think, Paul would be a really good example of, I used to be that idiot, but now I'm not. And again, there's plenty of scripture that says stuff like, if a man thinks he's staying, he needs to be careful lest he fall. I think one of the most dangerous things that we can do as Christians is believe, oh, that won't happen to me, or I won't fall into that.
Yeah.
When God tells us, even when we are correcting a brother or sister, even when we're correcting someone, that we should pray that we don't fall into that temptation or a similar temptation. So.
Would you consider it then a stretch for, because like when you were don't worry, Brad,
Is the rubber band? Yeah.
this isn't a joke.
Very stretchy.
Would you consider it a stretch then? My first thought when you were talking about like when Paul was mentioning, looking back on that, I looked like the Jew's Jew, but would you consider it a stretch for you can't look back at your younger self and realize that you were an idiot, you're probably still an idiot, and applying that to when Jesus said, I did not come for the people who are healthy or who are well, but who are sick. Meaning, the way that I thought, the way I can visualize that in my head is one of two ways. So either A, they already have a relationship with me, or B, they consider themselves well and want to have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with me, with my love, with my grace, with my mercy. I mean, like the rich young ruler being prime example for that one.
Right. And I think about the Pharisees, right? Because Jesus talks about, he'll give an illustration or like, and then he'll say like those who are, they're blind and all this. And the Pharisees are going, are we blind? Are you accusing us? Basically, like,
Right.
are you accusing us of being blind?
Yeah.
Accusing us of, I mean, because they're smart, right? They're smart in the sense of like they get it. They get when Jesus is, I think they get when Jesus is telling the story of the loving father, or we know it as the prodigal son,
Right.
and you have the other brother. I think they get that they're the other brother, and they get that
Dude.
he's missing the point.
I want to interrupt you and say thank you for saying that the Pharisees were smart, because I like they are they were really brilliant. I mean, to be able to hold the positions that they held, and I mean get through the training that they held, get through the and you know get to get and hold the positions that they held. Like you can't just be a haphazard nobody. I
Right.
mean, like
But you can be brilliant and still be an idiot.
you are exactly right. Yes.
And which reminds me, my dad would say kind of the opposite of that was, I might be dumb, but I ain't stupid.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. So that one was, let's see, that one was number 10. All right, Brad, number seven. This is a pretty common meme that's been around for a while. Oh, do I need to blow it up?
I was like, it's a little small for me there. There we go. So first window is a plane. It says my email that is well written, reviewed, and ready to be sent. The second one is the plane taking off, and it says email sent. And the bottom frame is all of the people that are supposed to be on the plane standing on the ladder. Without the plane, my attached files. Feel attacked by that.
Do you resemble that
I
remark,
tell you what, I love when Gmail started, like when like kind of little, like if you say something is attached in the email, it'll pop up a little message if you haven't attached. It's like, did you mean to attach
Oh,
a
wow.
file?
Yeah, that feature went away a long time ago.
That was a really good.
Yes, it
They
was.
should bring that back, because I was like, I don't know how many times I went, hey, I'm sending you this, or hey, I attached this, and then it would be like, boom, oh, you didn't, did you mean to attach a file first? Yes, I did. I think I would go with this and look at kind of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. where you can do
Oh, nice. Yeah.
all of the right things, but if you do it without love, it doesn't profit anything.
You leave the
That,
passengers
I mean,
behind.
that pilot went through all of the checks, balances,
Yeah.
the, I mean, the plane is obviously flying and it's fantastic, but it's going to its destination, but it's useless because they're going to have to refund all of the people who were
That's
supposed to
right.
be on that plane. It's
Yeah,
actually losing money
that's
instead of making money. So,
right.
yeah.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That was a
Well
good
done,
meme.
Brad. Yeah, it is a good meme. All right, number 14. Let's see. I don't know if I don't remember if I ever sent this one to you guys. You'll enjoy this, Brett.
Why is everyone at the gym asking me why I'm sitting still on a stationary bike? I'm going downhill, dude. Mind your business. Yeah. Like, it's called a stationary bike. That's
That's exactly right. What do you mean? Am I sitting still on a stationary bike? You must be the
sitting
moron to
here.
not know what this
I'm
means.
sitting here. I'm sitting here with my sticky notes. All right. My pen, filling out my stationery, riding some cars to people on this stationary bike. It's kind of weird that it's in bike form. All right. Why is everyone at the gym asking me why I'm sitting still on a stationary bike? I'm going downhill, dude. Mind your own business. So
Didn't
there's a
say these are going to be
script.
easy,
Yeah. So
Brad.
there's a scripture. There's a scripture. Well, one, let me give you the easy one. The easy one will be John 21, 22,
Okay.
which Jesus looks at Peter and says, what is that to
What
you?
is that? Oh,
You,
yes, the
what is that
conversation
to you?
with
You
him and
follow
John
me.
and who is it?
Right, because it, well,
No, Peter and
Peter,
John. That's right.
Jesus,
Yeah.
yeah, Peter is just, Jesus has just told Peter kind of what's going to happen to him.
That's right.
And so he looks at John and goes, well, what about him?
Yeah.
And Jesus's response is, what is that to
What is that
you?
to you?
You
Why do
follow
you care?
me. Yeah, it's not your business. So
That's
kind of that, the easy one to go there. The other one would be, so there's a scripture where it talks about, you know, all of these negative things like, you know, murder and slander and stuff, and I'll be maybe mixing this a little bit, but then it's like or a troublesome meddler. Don't let any of you who are Christians be guilty of these things, you know, like
Yeah.
murder or sexual immorality, and then like or troublesome meddler. And it's like, okay, I didn't really expect that one to be
In that list,
in
yeah, that's
there,
right.
right there in that list. But God, you know, again, considers that, and you know, they're getting out of their lane. One of my favorite proverbs in the Old Testament is like a man who grabs a dog by the ears, so is a man who, sorry, my phone started ringing. It's a spam call, and
Yeah,
it was
I had
buzzing, and
one
it totally
earlier.
messed my brain out of focus. Like a man who takes a dog by the ears, so is a man who meddles in strife that doesn't belong to him. And so there's my stretch. Like, hey guys, look, I'm not hurting you. It's not really your business.
That's right, yeah.
What's that to
What's
you?
it to you?
You know, it's if I think of this meme too, where there's this guy who's talking to his pastor and he goes, sometimes when I'm in the shower, I like to lay down in the tub and pretend I'm a sloth that is holding on to a branch in a rainstorm. And the pastor goes, again, that's weird, but not a sin.
He's
And I
such
love
an
it so
awkward
much.
conversation.
And I love it so much, though, because the implication is he's been listing off these things. Like, is that a sin? No, it's weird.
It's
Not a, not a, not a sin.
not. Can we please end our session
Yeah.
right now? All right, Brad, number 17. I think I did share this with you a while back.
All right, so it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton in a museum. Visitor, how old is that Tyrannosaurus skeleton? Guide, 70 million and 6 years. Visitor, wow, how can you be so precise? Guide, they told me it was 70 million years old when I started working here. I probably use this as an illustration of, again, perception versus reality, and making the point again of what does the Bible actually say, not what do you think it says or what
That's
did you interpret that when you were told that. And again, that's why context is important. I find there's a lot of times when there was a preacher or a Sunday school teacher or something that said something, and maybe even what they said wasn't wrong.
right.
But the way the person interpreted it, and they've carried it all these years. I see a lot of that, like when with hurt with people, right? They're carrying this because they're struggling with something that God never said was that they needed to struggle with, you know.
Yeah.
And so they're going, but they no, you know, Pastor Billy said this. Well, first, my first question is, what did Pastor Billy actually say?
Yeah,
What were his words?
right.
Because maybe it's just your interpretation. And usually I can figure out the scripture from there. And I go, okay, let's go look and let's read this. And let's read the context around it. And let's go, okay, now, after we've done that, does that sound like
Right.
they were saying it was exactly 70 million? Now it's 70 million and
It's
six.
6 years
It's
old.
crazy how, like, when I got here, it was exactly 70 million years old. What are the odds of that?
Know,
Then again, the thing too is if it sounds wrong to you, at least look into it.
at least look into it. Well, and I
Yeah.
mean that right there, I don't. I think that was the center of the argument that Paul made to, was it the Corinthians? Like, you say Paul said this and Apollos said this, but like one planted the seed, the other watered, but it was
Yeah.
Christ who was, and I'm trying to remember
Gives the
exactly.
increase.
Yeah,
Yeah.
gives the increase, right?
But
Yeah,
God
so
makes it
like,
grow.
yeah, it's the message isn't about us, the message is about Christ. So like, yeah, the dinosaurs, 70 million years old. I mean, give or take, that doesn't matter. Like, who cares about
Yeah.
it? Right, Brad. Last one for this ep. I think this is fun, Brad. So we're gonna have to bring this one back. Number 25. I wish you the best of luck.
So this is words, problems that were overblown, quicksand, people offering me drugs, getting lost in the Bermuda Triangle. Problems I was not sufficiently warned about, arguing with robots about unexpected items in baggage areas, remembering all my passwords, existential dread. I'm gonna blow into Revelation.
Okay.
Just the book of Revelation.
Okay.
Because I think there's a lot of times when people are afraid. And as a Christian, Revelation is not meant for us to be afraid. So like the Antichrist and the beast and the mark of the beast and all of these things that I think tend to get overblown. When it's about Jesus, right? And so and there, let me again maybe argue within the church that the things like gossip and meddling and slander, you know, which are more important, that God, you know, puts in these lists of things that this shouldn't you shouldn't be doing this, you know. I mean, don't be deceiving your neighbor, don't be lying. to your neighbor is on the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Thou shalt not lie. But it's like, well, but some lying's okay, right? No.
No.
It's not. So
No.
I think like that. I mean, like the emphasis is sometimes is overblown. Not that revelation, but the way that people just look at that and kind of make some of these things bigger. Because Revelation is not about the Antichrist, it's about Jesus.
Right.
And if you
That's exactly right.
and don't take my word for it. Go back and read Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. And that I tell you right there, it sets up. This is what the book's about. He tells us right in the beginning. This is why. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Well, and also, so to just kind of like to put, if you will, the sociological, the interpersonal, into this argument, does it really, I mean, honestly, does it matter if we have hymnals or carpet or tile or pews or seats or the walls are gray or white? I mean, like, and this is the dissensions. Be careful about people that are gonna that cause dissensions, right? Because to me, those problems are definitely overblown for sure. Or and this might cause controversy to all the tens and tens of listeners that tune into our show. But
That for this episode.
but like predestination, and like go back and listen to our Women in Church Leadership show. Like, I think those problems, or those not problems, I think those conversations are really good to have, but they have to be had in a very healthy and very safe way that don't distract from the message of Jesus. And I think the message of Jesus and his salvation through faith because of his perfection, death and resurrection from the cross and death, like, I mean, that's the message of Christ. The rest of it, I mean, really? You
And
want to.
I think about Peter, right, who says, now listen, there's some people who skew some of the things that and I'll give you that some of the things that Paul says are hard to understand.
Yeah, right.
But you can't skew what he's saying, or any other gospel, because it's not for man's interpretation. It is what God said. Yeah. So I again, when you look at the Bible, we need to do so contextually. We need to do so by focusing in on on God's truth, not our opinion. So we need to do so. And Tabby sometimes rolls her eyes at me with this because I love these two words, these two Greek words. Exegesis and eisegesis. We need to look so exegetically. We need to look at what is pulling out what the Bible has in it, not eisegetically, which is putting it in and going in and trying to make, it say what we want it to say, which was afraid what I was slightly afraid I was going to be guilty of with some of these memes. Because you don't want to necessarily start with a meme and work your sermon from that. It's God's word and go that way. But yeah, I think that Satan wants to divide us. And if he can get us to be at war with one another. Now we're not going to agree 100% because you know what? The Bible says if anybody thinks he knows anything, he doesn't not yet know as he ought to know. Well, what does that say to me? Well, it says to me that there's things that I believe that are probably wrong. So I need to make sure I get the majors right. Those things that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no way to heaven except for through Jesus. There's no mediator between God and man except for Jesus Christ, the righteous. No one can separate me from the love of God. That is in Jesus Christ our Lord, which is the end of that. So we need to be looking at what are those major things that God has made so evident that that there's really not room for even discussion about it.
Right. And I want to throw this in because oftentimes, Brad, in these conversations that I've had, I don't know, say in the last 5 years, the fact that Jesus was born of a virgin is usually not one that's brought up, like in these kind of conversations. But like, yeah, another major part of the Jesus story is that the Holy Spirit is the one that, if you want to use the word impregnated, I mean, like however you want to describe it, like
What is, yeah.
gave life to Christ in Mary's womb. I
Yeah,
mean, that's a major part of it.
it's very interesting is some people trying to disprove that the Bible says that she was a virgin will look at the word and go, oh, well, that word means maiden. But two, it doesn't necessarily always mean virgin. And I'm not saying they're wrong, but here's the important thing. But the rest of the context of all of that
Right.
does what? It tells us that in that context, that word means virgin or virgin maiden.
Yes.
This is, I mean, the rest of the context of the story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, you can look at that and go, oh, well, it doesn't always mean virgin. Sometimes it just means young maiden. Well, again, go back and read the rest of the story. That's not the only part that says that she knew not a man
Yeah. That's right.
the biblical way. She didn't know any guys at all.
That's right. Yeah.
Well,
She had
never
no
met
males in
any.
her. Yeah. Well, listeners, there it is. There is episode one of what will end up being a very it'll be a recurring episode that Brad and I will throw in every now and then. I'm trying to figure out if we should call it rapid fire sermon illustrations or just sermon illustrations with Brad. But Brad, well done.
Oh, thank
And because of the meme
you.
group, I'm always on the lookout for more things that I can throw your direction. So listeners, you know what to do if you're regulars of the show. Rate and review us. Please review us. We'd love not just to be able to read your reviews, but also we want the public to be able to see what your thoughts and opinions are on the show. You can review on Spotify. You can review on iTunes.
And you're feeding the algorithm. I mean, a lot of people have heard that. There's the
Yeah.
algorithms that these things have. So the more that you like, that you share, that you comment on these things, the more that it's going to pop up for other people,
Yeah.
because the algorithm's going to go, oh, this is something people want to look at. So
Yep. And
it's going to put it in their
therefore,
face.
yeah, and therefore the algorithm will want to share it with other people. So it's exactly right, Brad. But if you're new to the show, subscribe to the show, and always be on the lookout for when our next episode drops. Brad, we didn't do this, but we will now that we'd like to give a shout out to our partners, the Green Frog Coffee Company here in the West Tennessee area, primarily Jackson, but they've got a couple other locations. Wonderful people, excellent drinks, really, really good drinks, good food, great company. They're built on Christian values. Anytime that I've ever walked into a Green Frog, they're always playing Christian music. It's almost like a coffee house version of Chick-fil-A, right? Maybe without like the magic, because Chick-fil-A and Disney have a lot in common when it comes to magic, but.
I mean, when you invent the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, right. And well, there you go, Chick-fil-A. There's a free promo. If you're listening to this, we can strike a deal. But anyways, yeah, check out Green Frog Coffee Company. You can find their website in the show notes. Beyond that, Brad, this was fun, man. I love you, buddy.
Love you too. Love you guys.
Listeners, we love you, and we will catch you next time.
Bye-bye.